Everybody, welcome back to Minds Creative Project, and you're listening to Anita Minds. Let's start this fourth season on September 1st. I believe that marks the end of the summer. In the Italian region of Switzerland, it's the first day of school. It means summer ends. We entered the new month that could be seen as the last chapter for 2025. 3 months left, and today's episode will be about writing letters, because today it's International Writing Letters Day. Perfect excuse to pick a pen, grab a piece of paper, and write a letter to someone special. A heartfelt thank you note to one of your family members, to a friend, or to a teacher is always cherished. Let's take this chance to slow down and go back to the basics. In my opinion, writing letters, it's personal, thoughtful, and a truly form to express what you're feeling. And leaving a written note as well, for someone is different from receiving digital messages. Handwriting letters carries something special, unique. It's like building a sort of connection that goes beyond words. In a world dominated by emails, instant messages, and chat groups, grabbing a piece of paper, picking a pen to write a letter is a revolutionary action. It's an intimate gesture that shows the care and the feelings you put into it. It's something that I used to do with my ex. I always left in letters or notes before he told me they were silly, and then I stopped. I hope the next one will appreciate, because yes, I am a traditional romantic but not so picky, and in this episode I will explore the fascination of correspondence through examples, talking as well of pen pulls. What is no more personal and direct form than the epistolary novel, which is a book written in the form of letters? Yes, letters that represent the mirror of a character's souls. Before talking about books, do you know what a pen pull is? Once upon a time, the most common way to stay in contact with distant people you had met by chance was to write letters, especially during periods of war. So often this exchange was also characterized by writing love letters. And, I mean, writing out love letters was something that in the past was a romantic way to express feelings and love without fear. And now everything is just superficial and complicated. Yes, maybe you know, but I'm old-fashioned, and for me, little gestures that nobody makes nowadays, like writing letters or notes, count so much. If I should be honest, I always wrote as well at work letters or left notes using colorful post-it, so to express gratitude or to leave a message. But whatever. In literature, this idea of deep connections that develop through written word, often between complete strangers, is something fascinating. These epistolary relationships allow the characters to be themselves in a way they couldn't do in person, creating a unique and powerful intimacy. With the advent of social media, if you think, pen pulls technically disappear. We could say so, but rather the concept evolved with the exchange of emails during the 90s and early 2000s, and now it has become even more digitalized with social media. But it's not the same thing.
So far away.
have just listened to Please Mr. Postman performed by the Marvelettes, and it describes that feeling properly. The waiting to receive that written letter, opening the mailbox and finding an envelope containing a story, piece of someone's life living thousands of miles away, was something emotional. Traditional mail required patience. This form of communication required patience and care. And that letter was a deep connection, a bond built on shared waiting. And that was the magic of the letter, a container of emotions that traveled for miles. Now we just get stressed if we see a person viewing our message and not replying while they're still online. Anyway, writing letters never give this frustration feeling on this level. And letters always became a protagonist themselves. There is a classic book that had a profound impact on society, The Soul of Young Werther by Goethe, written in 1774. Werther is a young boy who writes to his friends letters. And these letters reveal his view of the world, his feelings, and the impossible love he felt for a girl, Lotte. The recipient, so the friend, was silent but crucial, allowing the protagonist to fully explore his inner self. He wrote his state of mind, enclosing it in those letters. And precisely through this way of narrating, the book had a particular, profound, and immediate impact that marked an entire era on a social level. In fact, even today in psychology, we talked about the Werther effect, precisely because of the consequences of this book brought. A wave of suicides in imitation of the protagonist. Young people all over Europe, identifying with Werther's despair, took their own lives, often leaving a copy of the book open. In fact, this is an example of how writing letters or even a diary is a gesture in which you soak your emotions in ink and transmit them with a certain fluidity. I think if I should change a bit the tone, writing by hand also gives a feeling of lightness. For example, when I prepare my podcast topics, I initially write everything by hand. And very often I get more ideas and I let myself be carried away by emotions. And then I can't stop. When I was a kid, with my friends from primary school, we used to write to each other through postcards during the summer holidays. It was a gesture that I think people don't remember anymore. It was special, kind, and it doesn't matter what was written, but the way this thoughtful gesture made me feel was wonderful. With a friend up until a few years ago, we would send each other personalized postcards to wish each other a happy birthday. Even if we made this card with the app La Posta, it was a bit different, but that reminded me it was nice to write letters to someone, even if there were not so much meaningful words. And I recently started reading a book called The Guernsey Literary and Potato Pudding Pie Society by Marianne Schaeffer and Amy Barrows. Sorry for the pronunciation of this title. This book has a plot that unfolds through a series of letters exchanged between a lonely writer and the members of a literary club on the island of Guernsey. Shortly after World War II, the correspondence, initially professional, evolves into a deep friendship, revealing their story. I haven't finished yet, but it gave me the idea for this episode, bringing back the nostalgia of an old habit of mine. I've almost used to leave handwritten notes for the people I cared about, and it's something I want to start doing again. Who knows, maybe my next boyfriend will like and appreciate this gesture that has always warmed my heart. So before concluding, I want to read the note that I wrote. Dear listeners, sit down for a moment. Take a cup of coffee or a glass of water. Grab a piece of paper and pick a pen and write a letter to someone special. Whether it's a long note or a quick hello, what matters is the thought you put into it. Today I want to thank you for listening to me. Almost 3 years ago I started this podcast, a therapy for me and an entertainment for you. XOXO Anita Miles.